Our book reviewer Alan Chu says intelligent fantasy writing is hard to find, but that Arkansas writer Kevin Brockmeyer is the exception to the rule. His latest novel is called The Illumination, and Alan raves it's one of the best fantasy novels he's read in a very long time.
What if human pain and suffering expressed itself as light? That's the premise of Kevin Brockmeyer's beautiful new novel, in which illness and injuries, from shaving cuts to the direst cancers, produce varying amounts of blazing light in the bodies of the sick and injured. The novel opens on a Friday evening, half an hour before the light struck, as we hear. A woman named Carol Ann Page slices off part of her thumb while cutting open a package from her ex-husband, and after immediate surgery at a nearby hospital, her hand begins to glow. This phenomenon, this strange illumination of the injured, as Brockmeyer calls it, seems to have become worldwide. When Miss Page's hand becomes infected, her glow increases, and she has to return to the hospital for treatment. That's when she picks up a notebook filled with love notes left behind by an accident victim whose light goes out as she dies. This notebook is a compilation of daily messages from a husband to the deceased accident victim. I love the way you stand at the mirror in the morning picking the lip balm from your lips. I love that first moment at night when you trace the curve of my ear with your fingernail. I love the smell of your perfume on my shirts. I love watching the sunset from the roof with you. I love seeing your number appear on my cell phone. The notebook soon passes out of Paige's hands into the serial possession of five other people. A schoolboy, the victim of bullies, a Christian missionary, a news photographer, a writer, and a street vendor, in round after round of suffering and visual brilliance. By the end, I imagined that if I tore a page from the novel itself, the binding would give off a sharp and penetrating light.
The book is called The Illumination by Kevin Brockmeyer. Our reviewer, Alan Chu, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.